The Pentagon overrides Beechcraft's challenge to the LAS contract. Embraer leases hangar space to fulfill the LAS contract. And it's power up for the first Eclipse 550. This is Aero News for Tuesday, March 19, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Pentagon has put an end to the challenge by Beechcraft for the award of the long-disputed LAS contract to Embraer and its U.S. partner Sierra Nevada Corporation. The Air Force said that, quote, unusual and compelling circumstances, end quote, were behind the move, and that it would move ahead with plans to build the airplanes in Jacksonville, Florida. The Pentagon gave no other explanation as to why they were shutting down the challenge brought by the Kansas plane maker, according to multiple media sources, including the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg. However, Beechcraft, which has just emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy, does not plan to make this the last word in the dispute. In a statement, Beechcraft called the move, quote-unquote, misguided, and says it will lead to the loss of American jobs and substantially higher costs to the American taxpayer. This was the second time Embraer and SNC had won the contract, and the second time Beechcraft had cried foul over the deal. The first time, the program was delayed by over a year, while the contract went back out for bids, which resulted in the second award to Embraer and SNC. Beechcraft says it will review its options with the goal of helping protect U.S. best interest and the Afghanistan Air Force to reverse this misguided action. In a related development, Embraer Aircraft Holding, Inc. has signed a 10-year lease on a 40,000-square-foot hangar in which the A-29 Super Tucano aircraft for the U.S. Air Force Light Air Support Program will be assembled. Preparation of the facility is currently underway. The LAS aircraft are urgently needed to support the successful withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Mayor Alvin Brown welcomed Embraer to the city, saying, quote, I'm excited for this economic milestone as Embraer's A-29 production facility becomes Jacksonville's first full-scale aircraft assembly operation, end quote. With the support of the state of Florida, the city of Jacksonville, and the Jacksonville Aviation Authority, the facility at the Jacksonville International Airport already is undergoing modifications. The facility will perform pre-equipping, mechanical assembly, structural assembly, systems installation and testing, and flight testing of the A-29 aircraft. Embraer has had its U.S. headquarters in Fort Lauderdale for more than 30 years and currently employs more than 1,200 people in the United States. Some 1,400 additional jobs will be supported through the LAS contract. Eclipse Aerospace celebrated a major production milestone on Monday, the first power-up of the new production Eclipse 550 twin-engine jet. The first production Eclipse 550 aircraft successfully powered up its two Pratt & Whitney PW610F engines, and the aircraft systems came online at the company's facility in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Eclipse Aerospace officially restarted the Eclipse jet aircraft production line last June and continues to track for delivery of the first new Eclipse 550 series aircraft in the third quarter of this year. Eclipse 550 customers will be able to customize their aircraft with new features, including auto throttles, synthetic vision, enhanced vision, satellite phones, custom interiors, and anti-skid brakes. With the latest delivery of an A320 to Jetstar Japan, the total number of Airbus aircraft delivered to Japanese carriers has risen to 100, underscoring the rapidly growing number of Airbus single-aisle aircraft in that country. In just 9 months since beginning operations in July of 2012, Jetstar's fleet has grown to 10 aircraft. Airbus delivered its first aircraft to a Japanese carrier in 1980. That was an A300B2. And in the last 2 years, deliveries have accelerated rapidly. In 2012, Airbus delivered a total of 16 A320s, and in 2013, nearly 30 A320s will be delivered to four Japanese operators. In the years to come, deliveries to Japanese carriers will also include A330s and A380s. John Leahy, the Airbus Chief Operating Officer of Customers, said, quote, we are delighted to celebrate Japan's 100th Airbus aircraft delivery milestone with Jetstar Japan, underlining the values that the A320 brings to this market segment, end quote. Jetstar Japan started operations in July 2012. The company is a joint venture between the Qantas Group, Japan Airlines, Mitsubishi Corporation, and Century Tokyo Leasing Corporation. Jetstar Japan now operates an all-Airbus fleet of 10 leased A320s, and this will grow to 24 aircraft by the end of next year. The Lynchburg Regional Air Show Corporation announced on Friday that the Memorial Day weekend air show featuring the Navy's Blue Angels and other performers has been canceled. The show was to be held at Lynchburg Regional Airport in Lynchburg, Virginia. The show's organizers said that the move was due to the government's sequestration of funding that supports military air show performers. The Lynchburg Regional Air Show Corporation concluded that the risk of attempting to conduct a viable air show were just too great. Concerns included the potential inability of the air show to meet the high standards the Lynchburg community deserves and the likelihood of significant financial losses. It's unknown if the Blue Angels will be grounded before the May air show, but the event's organizers said that this uncertainty, combined with the recent notification that the Army's Golden Knights have terminated all of their performances and other military aircraft and support cancellations the Lynchburg show was counting on, gave reason for their concern. The organizers said the most regrettable result of this cancellation is that their plan to recognize and honor the military on Memorial Day weekend will be negated by the actions and decisions in Washington. When Aero News continues, it's Space Day in the Lone Star State. Old aircraft live to fly another day, and identical twins earn identical pilot certificates.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, March 19th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Today, March 19th, is Space Day at the Capitol in Austin, Texas. It's all part of Space Week, Texas, a week-long celebration of space in the Lone Star State's capital city. This year's theme is Human Exploration, The Journey Continues. The day will include space exhibits from the International Space Station, Orion, and the Commercial Crew Program. Visitors also may experience NASA's mobile space exhibit, Driven to Explore, which includes a rare chance to touch an almost 4-billion-year-old moon rock. Other public events taking place today at the Capitol include a free interactive NASA Driven to Explore trailer along Colorado Street, hands-on presentations for registered students on the Capitol grounds, space proclamations in the Texas House of Representatives and Senate, the Prairie View A&M University Choir performing in the Capitol Rotunda, awards presentations for community partners, and an autograph session with astronaut Peggy Whitson at the Driven to Explore trailer. Other Space Week Texas activities, by invitation only, will include, among others, the Ann Richards School for Young Women Leaders connecting with astronaut Chris Hadfield via amateur radio for International Space Station contact. NASA's Orion program presentations will also be given at Texas State University in San Marcos and at the University of Texas at Austin. Retired Marine Corps KC-130R aircraft will live to fly another day as part of a foreign military sales case between the United States Navy and Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force. Six KC-130R excess defense articles, extras to the needs of the U.S. government, are on a journey to restoration and active duty status with the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force, or JMSDF. The JMSDF will receive KC-130Rs capable of roll-on, roll-off cargo compartment configurations to support the movement of troops, goods, and services, humanitarian efforts, transportation of senior leaders, and medical evacuations. Structural modifications being performed on all six aircraft include the replacement of landing gear supports, cargo door supports, center wing rainbow fittings, and corrosion repair. In addition to structural modifications, the Japanese will receive 30 overhauled T-56A-16 engines and digital cockpit upgrades to include a digital GPS. Beginning this fall, with aircraft 160015, CAE Inc. will provide 6 to 8 weeks of initial pilot training on-site at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, as well as 10 weeks of classroom training for aircrew and maintainers in Tampa, Florida. Twins, who've celebrated only 4 birthdays, have both just earned their pilot certificates. How can that be, you ask? Well, Dan and Josh Fredrickson were born on February 29th, so the leap year twins, while having celebrated only 4 birthdays, were of legal age to begin and complete their pilot training, which they did on March 1st, the first day they were age eligible. Both took their check rides at the Pella, Iowa Municipal Airport, and the only real question was which twin would take their check ride first. The answer was Josh. Both he and Dan did their training with Classic Aviation, the FBO, at the airport, and since Dan had flown first during the last lesson before the check ride, Josh was first to fly with the examiner, because the boys simply take turns. When asked if they would recommend learning to fly to other high school students, Dan responded, quote, "I would tell them to go for it. Hard work pays off, and in the end, it's very satisfying," end quote. And Josh responded, quote, "Flying is just about the best thing that has happened to me, so I would recommend it to other students," end quote. When asked if they had any heroes in aviation, Dan picked Bob Hoover, and Josh picked Chuck Yeager. I'm just wondering if the flight examiner thought he was seeing double or even questioned the need for 2 check rides. I'm Glenn Moyer, and with the end of this podcast, I reach my 1-year anniversary here at ANN. Thanks so much. It's been a great flight so far. Let's hope we have many more to come. Once again, I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.